Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Many Christian communities in Iraq were destroyed after the 2003 invasions and fights for power. Christians in Syria fear they're headed in the same direction when the dust of Syria's civil war finally settles. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton explains.
The perception has been that the Assad regime has sort of protected Christians. I don't know that it's actually true to say they protected them, but they haven't necessarily been openly hostile to them. And so there's a perception that Christians are loyal to the Assad regime, and that is one of the sources of their fear now, is if a new group takes control, is there going to be some punishment?
Check out our website for the full story. Next, even with Arab Spring countries continuing to be in turmoil after 2 years, Global Advance is looking at the positives. David Shibley, founder of Global Advance, says,
overall, it's been a tremendous year, and we have seen the gospel greatly advance.
Global Advance is providing a way for U.S. business leaders to invest their skills, knowledge, and experience into the lives of emerging marketplace leaders. Plus, in a year of upheaval,
I believe that with the upheaval, particularly in the Middle East, as everything is being shaken, that includes ancient religious systems. And it gives door an opportunity and a potential for the gospel that perhaps was not there before.
And 7 years of hard work is finally paying off. Wycliffe Bible Translators sent a complete Aceh New Testament of Paraguay to the printers. They hope to have the New Testament in the hands of the people by 2013. The team's already started work on the Old Testament. Pray that God will prepare the hearts and minds of the people who crave His Word. For more information, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.